Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flopper, live and local in the studio on this Friday morning. Hey, getting ready for a busy, busy weekend. A lot going on. We'll be up in Cloudcroft tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for Centerland number 2, presented by the Cloudcroft Chamber of Commerce. Cloudcroft, what a city. What a village. Whatever you want to call it. It's the Christmas village for our state of New Mexico. Great place to be, just like down here in the Alamogordo area. Well, my guest this morning, as you heard Mike talk about earlier on, is Brandon Burling. Brandon is the general manager of the Casa Auto Group facilities here in Alamogordo. Brandon, good to have you back again, buddy.
I'm glad to be here. I think it was probably this time last year that I spent the morning with you here on the air. So right. Glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you back. But it wasn't the day of the event. It was a couple of days before that last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you mentioned that Wednesday at the Rotary Club, I'm going, oh, I haven't had them on yet. I better get on that today, you know, and everything. Well, Brandon, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I mean, this weather's been a little bit of a roller coaster. You know, some days it's 40 and some days it's almost 70. So right. It's been kind of up and down, you know. How do I dress today? or what kind of layers should I put on to be able to, you know, cool in the mornings and then almost summertime weather in the afternoon. So
afternoon yesterday was beautiful, wasn't it?
It absolutely was. I think today's going to be another one of those days.
Well, before we get into the Casa Big Give Christmas coming back this year, let's talk about a little bit about the Casa Auto Group. Tell us more.
Well, you know, this is Casa purchased Desert Sun. It was September of 2022. So Casa's been here in Alamogordo for roughly a little over a year. We're seeing a lot of growth, a lot of Casa plates driving around town, which makes me happy.
Sure.
Our team is growing. We're always looking for, you know, new people to come and join our staff, whether you're wanting to be a technician or you want to sell cars or just, you know, work in an administrative position. We're always looking for those people. So we're growing, glad to be growing. And we just recently purchased the Borman stores over in Las Cruces. So we've added another Honda store, Hyundai, another Ford store, and Mazda to our lineup. So on top of the Casa stores that are down in El Paso. So we are definitely a growing organization.
Now, do you have all the different brands of autos available? It seems like almost.
From Chevrolet to GMC, two Ford stores, Kia, Hyundai, Nissan, Mazda, the Toyota store, Honda store here, Honda store in Cruces, and Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram here. I think I've covered all of them, but yeah, that's our current lineup right now. So
now in the Christmas parade on Saturday night, which was, as you know, a huge parade.
Absolutely. I was so happy to see that parade happen. You know, I know as soon as it Facebook probably blew up in Alamogordo when the yes. parade was announced that it wasn't going to happen. And it was just amazing how Alamogordo all pulled together. And it doesn't surprise me. Alamogordo is one of those communities that always pulls together, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute with the Big Give. Right. But you know, it just shows how tight our community is and how nothing can stop Alamogordo, right? Like, you know, we definitely take care of our home. And so seeing that happen and the turnout and the amount of people, and just super grateful that was able to happen.
Now, that evening of that parade, you were driving a Hummer.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, now, there were two of them in the parade, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So, Where do you have the Hummer dealership? I mean, is that part of one of the other ones?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hummer is now part of the GMC brand. So we have two Hummers. We have a Hummer truck and a Hummer SUV, and they're full electric. And man, the capability of those things are that was honestly the first time I drove it.
Right.
But you know, to be able to have that thing like go sideways, what they call the crab walk, and the four-wheel steering to be able to basically turn around on a dime, it's just, man, that thing is an amazing ride. And talk about power, I think the total electric power on that thing is about 1,000 horsepower, so it can definitely put you in the back seat.
No, when you say
I didn't do that though.
No, you didn't do that, did you?
No.
No. Right. Well, let's talk about the Casa Big Give Christmas. It's back and everything else. What is that program, first of all?
So Big Give started several years ago with it was based off of a show that Oprah did called, you know, Oprah's Big Give, and it was a television series, and basically I think she put up $1 million, and these teams had different teams, I guess, signed up, and then those teams of people would have to go into a community and just create a big give somehow, and then whichever team did the biggest give won that episode. Well, what we wanted to do is Amanda Gallagher, who was the marketing director at Holloman at that time.
I remember her.
Yeah, yep. She came over and she was like, "Brandon, like, I want to do this here in Alamogordo." And you know, we started looking at it and we were like, "Absolutely! I mean, that sounds like a fantastic event." And this was, you know, probably February timeframe, and we were looking at doing it in the summer. And so we were able to kick that deal off. Bobby agreed to put up. He didn't have we didn't put up $1 million, but at the time, you know, we put up $5,000.
Yeah.
And then Toyota.
That was the first year only, though.
That was the first year, and then and then Toyota found out about it and what we were doing, and they just were like, "This is such an amazing deal. We'll double it for you," you know, and so. Ever since then, you know, we have just continued just to give the, you know, $10,000 to whichever team does the biggest give for our community. And so after a few years of that, we decided we were going to do just a one-day Christmas event, which anybody can participate. Anybody can, you know, pick a family. And it's an angel tree style. You know, you pick a family. You go out, purchase for that family, And typically today, you're probably going to see people all over town wearing their red, you know, Big Give T-shirts. And if you see them out there, you know, running around town, just know that they're out there buying for a family. And then they're going to go take the gifts, you know, to the families tonight and deliver them all over town and, you know, Tularosa and all over. And then they come back to Casa Toyota. Everybody meets back there, you know, right around 7 o'clock. And then we have Our Country Kitchen is supplying dinner for everybody that's participating. So, you know, he'll have...
Oh, Alex and Tammy Vargas.
Yeah, absolutely. Just amazing people.
Oh, my gosh. And, you bet.
He did this event for us last year, and he was just... They sponsored a family on top of it, and they were just like, "This is such an amazing event." Because it's to him, he was one of these families that didn't have a lot,
right.
And he remembers sometimes not getting anything for Christmas, and so you know, I think this event helps him kind of make sure that some of these families are taken care of, and so he says, "Hey, I'm donating all the food, and I'll be there." And I think he came and picked up 5 different families, you know, to make sure. So just amazing partnership that we have with him for this event tonight. And then people have a chance to get up afterwards and just, if they want to share their experience, share their story about, you know, their family. That they went out and blessed that evening, they can. It's not mandatory, but it's interesting, and sometimes it's fun to kind of hear some of the stories. Sometimes they're fun and exciting, and sometimes everybody's in the crowd's crying.
Yeah.
So it's just a touching event.
Do some of the kids sometimes share their story?
Most of the time, no. Most of the time, they go to the family's house.
Gotcha.
And, you know, knock on the door and just, hey, we're here with Big Give, and, you know, we're here to bless your family.
Yeah.
And so here's some presents. And sometimes, you know, the families say, hey, come on in, and they get to open the presents with the kids and get to see everything. And sometimes, you know, they just, it's just their comfort, you know, whatever the family's comfortable with. Yeah. And then afterwards, we kind of get up and talk about it and share some of those stories.
Right. So at Casa Toyota, there's a big Christmas tree. It has names hanging on it. And what a person does, they walk in, they select a name or two or three or four, whatever they want, and they take care of that family.
Essentially, yes. We don't necessarily have them on the tree because, you know, I think this year we had close to 60-plus families, and we probably could have had close to 200. We just know that when we're taking these families, we want to know we have enough teams to be able to cover everybody.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think as of today, you know, we still have some families left that haven't been, claimed. And so we're going to do everything that we can as CASA. If they don't get delivered tonight, we're going to just, continue through with it and make sure everybody gets taken care of. So
do we have all the families covered as of now?
No, we still have about, I would say, close to maybe 10, 12.
Oh,
that
not
have
bad,
it.
Though.
Yeah, not bad, but we'd like that to be zero, but we still have a few that haven't been claimed yet. So
10 or 12, 12 families get together, 12 individuals get together, and get into a Casa Toyota today, get a name, family name, and it's done.
Absolutely. They come in and
that's
you can
easy.
Look through. Yeah, we have a book that we go through that has a description of the family and the ages and the interests and stuff like that of that family and the address, contact information. And then you're able to, you know, basically deliver to that family and spread a little Christmas cheer and maybe put a smile on someone's face.
No doubt about it. How do you manage getting all that together, Brandon? Because you're putting a book together with family history, basically, with family members, takes a lot of work.
It does. And I have an amazing couple people that make all of this happen. One of it is someone that we all know, Nancy Wirtz.
Oh, yes.
Nancy is a remarkable woman.
Everything
I can tell
good
you.
She's into.
She is... definitely sent to us. She's just special, yeah. Special person, and she manages to get out there and find these families through the schools. She finds them from churches. I don't even know how she does it, but she does. She finds all of these families for us, and then Rachel Lucero, who is our marketing director,
right.
She's able to help organize and make sure. All of this is as families are together and the books and the stuff for tonight and you know making sure it's out there on Facebook for everybody to come and claim one of these families. And as we heard at Rotary the other day, we're not the only ones, right? So you have, you know, the shop with a cop that just happened, which is such
very,
a cool event because
that was successful.
It, absolutely, and I think it's awesome that you know kids get a chance to, you know. To hang out with a police officer for a little bit,
right.
You know, my uncle was a lieutenant, you know, here in town many years ago with Andy Viscara, which
yeah.
I know, you know,
yep.
And then, Matt, you know,
yep.
Law enforcement's always been one of those things that, has been close to our family. And so I just thought that was such a great idea, such a great event. And then you've got, you know, Salvation Army that has, a ton of families and they're trying to raise money to be able to feed families all year long and our event. And I know there's more. And that just, again, shows the strength of our community to be able to make sure that Alamogordo and, you know, the Tularosa Basin, we're taking care of each other.
Yeah. You know, we've lived in different communities throughout my career and we found out that Alamogordo and this area is probably the strongest caring community we've ever been in. It just, people just really care about one another.
Absolutely. I've had, you know, the privilege of being able to live in other communities as well. Wyoming, California yep. and you know, Colorado, and you're right. This is home for me. This is right. home for my family. I was born and raised here. My wife was born and raised here. Both my kids born and raised here. So we're proud to say that Alamogordo is our home. You know, it is a special place.
Yes, it is. Now, refresh my memory. Where in Wyoming?
I lived in a little town called Rock Springs.
I know where that is.
Which is a little mining town.
Part of the state.
Yes, I was a photographer for the newspaper there. The Rocket Miner was the name of it, and it was like my first time away from home. I was, you know, my first job, kind of living on my own, and
right.
man, what a cold town that is.
Yeah,
that Wyoming wind is never stops.
It blows and, through there forever.
I've never seen so much ice and snow and. My life. I lasted about 6 months, and I was like, "Okay, I'm a desert boy. I'm headed back home." So, and I've been here ever since.
We understand that. I came down here from Wyoming, from Laramie. You know that story
as
well. When were you there? What year were you there?
Oh gosh, it would have probably been 96 time frame.
Okay.
Yeah, 96 to 97, probably right. somewhere right around there.
When we lived up in Wyoming, we were part of Wycom Corporation. Wycom came down here with me. We bought the stations back then, and we had a station in Green River, KUGR Radio. Al Harris was our general manager. You may have run into him or something like that.
Yeah, we covered the Rocket Miner, covered Green River and Rock Springs. Yeah. It was a very interesting town. You know, I got to go down in one of the soda ash mines, which is pretty neat to go that far below the earth's surface to check out what it looks like down inside of mines.
And elevator all the way down, right?
Yeah, elevator all the way down, and it's a long ride.
Yeah.
You get down there, and it's like a whole nother city. It's just amazing to see those type of operations and a lot of wildlife stuff. You know, we did a lot of antelope roundups and wild horse roundups, but interesting place. But again, just way too cold for me.
Yeah, that's why I'm here in Alamogordo. You know, Kate, we've been here now 45 years. Came here back in August of 77. What we did with the company back then, we'd buy radio stations, were underdeveloped, develop them, sell them, go do it again and again and again. And we came to Alamogordo with that thought in mind. But, Brandon, as you know, there's something about this area, something about Alamogordo, the people in this area, that kind of grab your heart and your soul. And you don't want to leave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've developed over the years of you know, selling cars and working in this business. I've got a lot of really close relationships with a lot of people, and that's what I love about my job, is the relationship that we have with the community and the people that we have working for us. You know, I think we've got close to about 110 employees here in Alamogordo, and special people, you know, and we have some people that drive out of town to work here, you know, and we talk to them about moving here and making this their permanent
right.
home, and believe it or not, they're like, this is an amazing place.
Yeah, you know, and it's, I guess during your 27 years of selling vehicles here in Alamogordo, and now being general manager of the Casa Group, you've got some repeat family business. You took care of dad and or mom, and now their kids are up the age to drive. They come in and you take care of them as well.
Yeah, I used to, when I first started selling cars in 98, my desk was right next to Ramona Colon.
I remember her.
And I'm going to say that name, and there's a lot of people that are going to smile right now because she had an amazing clientele of people.
Yeah.
And I used to sit right next to her, so I learned a lot about the relationships. I learned a lot about the importance of, you know, the repeat business, you know, having those customers. You want to give them such a great experience that they come back over and over again.
You bet.
And, you know, I used to watch a dad and son come in the door, and the dad would walk up and say, "Son, this is Ramona. This is the only person we buy cars from." Okay, Ramona, this is my son. He needs to buy a car. See you later. You know, it was just amazing. And I'm like, that's wow. And you know, I watched her sell four different generations of families that way. And so now I'm kind of seeing that, right? Where I've sold grandparents, parents, and now their kids. Right. And it is a special feeling when that happens, when, you know, people bring their kids to you and say, hey, my kid needs their first car. And I'm, you know, it's just, to me, it just puts a big smile on my face. And I'm just privileged to be able to be that person that can make that happen.
It gets back to that key word of service, taking care of the customer.
Absolutely. That's in order to get customers to come back over and over and over again. You know, you've got to have that trust. You've got to have the knowing that you're there for them and that you're here to take care of them.
Yeah. And when they call up with a situation with the vehicle, you can't say, well, you're going to have to call the factory for that. I can't help you out. You bend over backwards to take care of that customer.
Always try to bend over backwards. You know, sometimes our hands are tied under certain things, but, you know, our intentions are always to do everything we can to make sure the customer's taken care of.
Right. Well, Brandon, before you go and get back to work this morning, once again, recap the big give going on today.
So today, if you already have your team together and you've already picked your families, you know, you'll go out, come by, pick up your shirts, and get out there, do your shopping, go bless your family. We'll see you back at Toyota, Casa Toyota at 7 o'clock tonight to recap and have a bite to eat. And if you haven't participated and you want to participate, come by Casa Toyota, ask for myself, Brandon, or Rachel, and... You know, there are a few families that are still in need, and we'd love to have you come and grab a family and go help them and in any way, just to make sure Alamogordo, Otero County, you know, our people are taken care of, and again, just giving those families a little blessing.
Make it a good Christmas.
Quick little story, Bob. We've had a few people that have met a family, and same thing with, you know, the big give event that happens in the summertime. You go out, you see, find a family, you bless a family. You actually, you know, sometimes they come back and continue to give all year to help that family.
Yeah.
Because it's just that's how special events like this are, and people find that this family really is, you know, needs a lot of help, and they just kind of continue to give year round. And that's what the big give is about, is yes, it's a one day event, but sometimes the giving keeps going.
Very good. Now, what time does it all start?
Anytime today, you can go out, do your shopping, but be back at Toyota at 7 o'clock tonight, for the recap, dinner and everything else. But come by, get your shirts, anytime after 10 o'clock today, and get out there and shop. And if you see a family out there, or a team out there with their Casa Big Give shirts on, and you didn't participate, you want to, throw them $5 or $10 or something, and just say, hey, you know what, I didn't know about it, but hey, here's 10 bucks, you know, buy something for your family from me. You know, we see that happen all the time.
You know, with the Shop of the Cop, you mentioned that, it was really kind of neat, because this year we had 160 kids. That's better than double of last year.
It's big.
Of the 160 kids, each one had up to $60 to spend inside the Walmart Supercenter. And we were over there live and local, and I got a chance to talk to some of the kids after they got done shopping. They were coming out with their friendly cop and everything, and I talked to some of the boys and girls, and, hey, what'd you buy? And they pulled it out of the bag and showed me, I bought this for myself, but I got my brother this, my sister this, and I got this from my mommy and daddy. And so those kids at that young age are learning about giving to others.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you'll see tonight, a lot of families have their kids with them, and so their kids can see and be a part of it as well. I love to see kids get involved in these things, you know, as a family. So
yeah, makes it good.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Yeah, absolutely appreciate you having me here today. I'm stoked, stoked to be able to spend the morning with you, Bob. And
thank you.
I think I might just take the rest of the day off now
with triple time, by the way. Brandon Burling, our guest this morning, the general manager of the Casa dealerships here in Alamogordo, all three of them. That guy's so busy. I thought I was busy until I hear about this guy and everything he does. Brandon, Merry Christmas to you and your family and your friends. God bless.
Thank you. Same to you.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.